Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is a dean of students, a sports chaplain, an author, and a motivational speaker. He blogs at Fatherhood on the Fly, where his slogan is, "We're learning, we're growing, and we're getting better one day at a time." He uses a combination of encouragement and humor from daily experiences with his boys to inspire dads from different backgrounds to embrace the journey of fatherhood and all that comes with it. And his book is called Slave No More, Conquering the Master Within. He is married to Kiara and they have four sons, PJ, Joey, David, and Noah. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Paul Henderson. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, Jackie, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having me on your podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear your story, of course, because I'm a big story girl. And just to hear about your journey to this point in your life as to why it's important that you're sharing the message that you're sharing. I know that you went through some hardships before, job loss and possibly anxiety, because at the same time you were having a new child. Will you share your story with the audience and the message that you want them to hear?
Yeah, going back to the job loss, I remember that was actually when I was doing a lot of my sports chaplain work, as you just mentioned. I had been doing that for 8 years. I really liked it. I loved it, in fact. It was something about feeling like that the words that you had to share were valuable. And I remember in 2016, I was driving to meet my former, my supervisor for a year in evaluation. And I remember, Jackie, just crying out to God. I was like, God, who am I? Because we were having some challenges at the job at the time. And what I heard from God was that you're my son, you're Kiara's husband, and you're a father to your boys. I didn't hear anything about sports chaplain. I didn't hear anything about being a speaker. I didn't hear anything about preaching or anything along those lines. He wanted to remind me that I was his son first. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a husband to my wife and I'm a father to my boys. And at the time we had two boys and my wife was pregnant with our third. And that was such a critical time for me because I realized that even though I was encouraging athletes, to not find their identity in their sport, at the same time I'm telling them that I'm actually finding my identity and speaking to these athletes. So God had to take me back a little bit and remind me of who he called me to be. And then from there, I left that job and I actually worked at a school private day school, an alternative school. And that was hard. I mean, you're going from being called to speak and speaking in front of a high school, college, and professional football teams, then that to literally a year later, kids, you know, telling you they don't care about you. They call me everything but my name. You know, a couple of students tried to hit me, one threw a book at me. I was like, how in the heck did I end up here? I was like, this is a lot. And I remember in 2 months after, like, the height of all of that, HR came to our building in December of 2016. And I'm like, okay, I've never experienced this before. I guess we're having a meeting that I didn't know about. And surely enough, it was a meeting that I didn't know about. It was them telling us that in January of 2017, the school will be shutting down.
Wow.
Now I'm like, okay, what is happening? I just left this ministry that I've been involved with for 8 years because I said, you know, it's time for me to get into, you know, to this school, and, you know, and then I take this leap into the school and next thing I know, it's shutting down. You know, my wife is about 7-8 months pregnant. You know, we have these two little boys. My wife and I are coming out of a challenging point of our marriage and I lose my job. And it was hard. You know, so even though God had spoken that word to me just a few months ago, you know, about who I was, that really tested me. It was really a legitimate test to say, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do I believe that I'm God's son? Do I truly believe that I'm his son and he's going to take care of me? And So what happened was, you know, after a couple months being out of work, I'm thinking I'm gonna find a job right away. You know, we end up having a baby. We actually had a home birth. We had the baby right at home in our bedroom. It was pretty cool. But a month later, a mentor, actually a pastor, came to town, and he said, you know, Paul, you're out of work. I know you're looking for a job and you're taking care of your family, but maybe there's something that's in you that you've wanted to do. Maybe there's a calling that God has placed on your life that, you know, that maybe you haven't stepped into it yet. And Jackie, that was the same night, April 5th of 2017, that I wrote the words, Bobby Was Frustrated, which are the first words in my book, Slave No More, Conquering the Master Within. Yeah. So it's amazing how God just works those things out and how his purpose and his plan has always prevailed.
Yeah, I love it. So you mentioned the book, and can you tell people about the book?
Sure. So Slave No More, Conquering the Master Within. It's not talking about chattel slavery, even though I was a history major at Virginia Commonwealth University. I studied a lot of stories and historical facts about history. And one thing that I was always amazed by was that after the Emancipation Proclamation or any freedom that happened, you know, whether it's in, you know, United States of America or other countries, I was always intrigued by how many slaves or former slaves would go back and work for the same slave master. And I'm like, you're free, but you're working for the same slave master. So are you really free? And every time I would think about that, I would begin to think about life and life in general and how that relates on a practical level. So what I did was, I wrote the words, Bobby Was Frustrated. I had no idea, Jackie, at the time that it would end up being an inspirational fiction book. I thought that I knew I wanted to write, but I thought it would just be principles and of how to overcome and to, you know, not be bound to your past life failures and circumstances. But what God gave me, he gave me, just another method. He gave me another strategy that where I wrote it as an inspirational fiction story. I still use real stories of real people that I knew that had overcome real life circumstances. Mm-hmm. But what I did was I basically made them characters in my book with their permission, of course. They became characters in my book. And throughout the book, they're encouraging this young man, Bobby. He has a mentor who's taking them around town to meet each of these characters. And they're sharing their stories of how they overcame, you know, whether it was adversity from childhood, adversity in school, you know, whether it was situations they could control, or perhaps it was a situation that they couldn't control. And they found themselves in this challenging phase, and they found a way to overcome. So as Bobby's learning and he's growing, Mr. J, who's the mentor, is helping Bobby to extract the positive principles out the story. And throughout the book, you're going on a journey, you're learning right along with Bobby of how to be an overcomer and to not be dominated by your past life failures and circumstances. You're learning how to have a mindset of victory. And I tell you, I've so far, thank the Lord, I've been hearing good feedback and of how people have been encouraged by what they've read. And I'm really pleased by that, because at the end of the day, I just want to honor God and give people hope in the way that he's, you know, in the way that he's given me to give hope to others.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So tell us how you're translating that into real life. You're speaking. What programs are you involved in?
Sure. So I speak from time to time, whether it's schools. As a matter of fact, a pretty cool instance happened just a few months ago. That same organization that shut one school down, the campus where I was, they had three other schools. And another campus actually asked me, from that same organization, asked me to come speak to their high schoolers. And while I was there, they bought enough books for two classes because they really appreciated the message that's in there. So that's one, we're sharing the message with schools. I actually work in a school now. You know, I'm the dean of students at a private Christian school here in Richmond, Virginia. And it's amazing. Every day I have an opportunity to live out the principles that I wrote in the book with students. We have about 170 students in our school. So it's different than, you know, somebody, you know, reading the book and you know, and being encouraged and saying, man, that was good, and they move on to the next. Every single day, whether it's with the schools, but most importantly, with my family, with my wife, with my boys, we're able to live out these principles. And sometimes we have to go back and say, hey, am I doing a good job? Am I being conquered by whatever this situation is? Or am I choosing to have a mindset of victory? So first and foremost, with my life and with my family, but on a daily basis, I get a chance to work in a school and encourage students. Hey, have a vision for your life. Have a brighter future. You don't have to be bound to that mistake. Yeah, you messed up, but let's learn how to pick ourselves up, learn from that mistake, and keep it moving. And it's an honor on a daily basis as dean of students to be able to work, to do this work. And it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I think that's something that Christians definitely struggle with, is after we've made a mistake or looking back on our past and just realizing maybe the damage that we've done, is we don't have to fall back into those same traps. We don't have to be who we used to be, that there is freedom in Christ. And when he's made you new, he's made you new. And who you are on the inside is changing, and it's going to demonstrate on the outside. So I absolutely love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just share this one of the verses that really inspired me before I even started writing, was the verse that says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made me free, and do not be entangled again to the yoke of bondage," which is Galatians 5:1. And I remember I would meditate on that verse, and I'm like, okay, I really believe this for my life. How can I share this with others? But once again, I have to go back, and every once in a while I have to remind myself that this is the word that the Lord spoke to me about, not being bound to my past, but accepting the freedom that comes in Christ.
Yeah, no matter what your past is, hey,
absolutely,
you can experience freedom. You got to embrace it.
That's right.
So tell people how they can connect with you and where they can find your book.
Sure. You can find my book at any online retailer. If you type in "Slave No More, Conquering the Master Within," any online retailer, Shakiri, you'll be able to find my book there. You can connect with me. My website is paulanthonyhenderson.com. That's paulanthonyhenderson.com. My Instagram handle is fatherhood_on_the_fly. That's fatherhood_on_the_fly. LinkedIn is the LinkedIn. You type in PA Henderson 2, you'll see my name pop up. So that's where you can find me. You can also find me on Facebook as well, Paul A. Henderson. Paul A. My name is kind of common, so I put that A in there to distinguish myself a little bit.
Hey, it works. So give the people a final word, Paul. If you have one thing that you would leave with them, what would it be?
Sure. One thing I always say, especially if I'm doing a blog or a video encouraging dads out there, one thing I'm always reminding them is that we're learning and we're growing and we're getting better one day at a time. You may not be able to solve all the world's problems, or even all of your own problems in one day, but every day, hey, let's get a little bit better. Let's learn from yesterday and get a little bit better today. And you'll be amazed at the result if you can stay consistent, which is focused on getting better one day at a time.
Yeah. Paul, thank you so much for being my guest today. I really enjoyed hearing your story, hearing about your book and how you're helping people overcome in everyday life. CWS audience, you heard his story. You do not have to be bound to your past, no matter what is in your past. You have the opportunity to experience freedom, especially if you're already in the Christian walk. God wants you to experience freedom. It's available to you. Reach out, embrace it, and have just a wonderful day putting that past behind you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.